Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuning in to Bishop Brown Live in HD. This is your girl, Baby Brown.
Brown.
And the song you're about to hear is The Password by Canton Jones.
Yeah. We got the slap box with the devil.
Y'all already know what the password is. Whenever you have a problem, the password is only one word. Only one thing is Jesus.
Jesus.
creator is true. Think about the many daily situations you've been faced with, but there's only one who brought you through. With a name
yeah.
that's above all nations, haters and fakers and gangsters, cause a prostitute. There ain't another with his eyes on the spare where they can slip bone and marrow, drown the army of a feral in the middle of a battle. Let me introduce you to the mighty and majestic kingpin, creator of ripping all heaven. There's none of the saints, we go weapon for the day we fly away and hide away in the secret places. Time to face it, fat those who try to be Pharisees and hypocrites trying to battle me and what I believe, I'm a little Jesus Christ. And today my last breath will lead this life. And can't nobody change my mind, I've been refined and redefined by the divine kind of mind. They can spill a verse, create the universe, and nerve and reverse the curse. No less given by birth, but the curse is birth of the lamb that came first. I can understand and I give a praise for what he's worth, cause he saved my life. In another name that can give you life, like the name Jesus Christ, and that's real.
And that's real. And that's really real. And you are in Bishop Brown live in HD. And if you haven't noticed by now, I am feeling himself. Now, if you never heard of that before, it's because it's never been spoken of till just now. I done rode the prophetess pretty, Busaquan Sadidi's prophesizing powers, and I just came up with something. I don't even know what I just said. I'm caught up in awe. I said, I'm feeling himself. I ain't feeling myself. I'm just feeling what the Lord is doing in my life, and I'm feeling good. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are live in HD, and I am Bishop Brown, and I am here joined with two very, very, very special ladies in my life and in my heart and in the Holy Ghost and in the world of the kingdom building business. First of all, I'd like to introduce my baby. We got baby Brown in the house. I had to hesitate for a second. How you doing, baby Brown?
Baby Brown's in the house.
Oh, baby Brown, you just roll to be however you want to, don't you?
That's right.
That's right. You just roll it how you want to roll it. For it on. I know that's right. And also, and now she might be in a cumulus cloud somewhere. I don't know, but we're just going to go ahead and reach into the prophecy machine. I also asked my sister in Christ, Prophetess Pretty, Busaquan Sadidi, to join us in Bishop Brown live in HD. Are you there, Prophetess, or are you in a cumulus cloud?
Not in a cumulus cloud, so I'm right here. God bless you.
Amen. Well, I'd like to thank you, ladies, for joining me. First of all, let me just ask you, ladies, what do you all think about this play that we're about to present to the world? What do you, ladies, before you answer that question, I have to let you know something. Prophetess, I'm about to challenge your prophesizing real quick, okay?
Okay, all right.
Can you prophesize if somebody just joined us right now?
Mm-hmm. Let me look. Lord, you're
going
to have to give it to me.
Go into it. Do you need some motivation?
Dude, I'm going to need you to pray with
me. Hey, real quick. Tell them your mix. Tom, they stole that song from you.
Right, they showed you. What's
that boy name? Winky? What is his name? Winky? Little Winky? Little Weenie. He came out with he had the cereal. Little Weenie. Ain't that Little Weenie? Hello? Am I by myself in live in HD? Prophetess? She went back to a cumulus cloud. Uh-oh. You didn't prophesize yourself going.
No, I'm here.
You there?
I'm here.
What just happened? What just happened just now?
The apothecary is trying to hinder. But see, I was really in the... I had to go travail. I had to go speak to him on a whole other level.
Who?
He had to speak to me.
Who did you have to go speak to?
I had to go speak to my father. I had to go speak to God. I had to speak to Jesus. Ah.
Go and tell them that Little Weedy stole that song from you. Do you know how your song goes? Because I know sometimes you prophesize and be fading in and out. Are you with me? Yeah, that's what I'm asking you.
Uh-huh. He goes, J-E-S-U-S-C-H-R-I-S-T. Do you know that he's the king?
Hey.
They don't know.
Little Weedy stole that song from you. Getting back to the subject, because we just went off in a random tangent real quick. can you prophesize who just joined us just now?
Who just joined us right now? Did Dougie B. Easy just join us? Dougie B. Easy.
What it is, what it do, what it be like. My people.
How you doing, brother?
What's going on? I just floated in on an ice cube because that's how I'm doing things.
You're cold as ice, huh?
That's right.
All right, you're cold as ice. Well, before we go any further, let me go ahead and bring the question back to you all. First, I want to start with prophetess. I want you to prophesize your answer, and then we're going to go to Baby Brown. We're going to go to Baby Brown and then Dougie Beasy. I'm sorry. Now, go ahead and tell the people what you think, what you see with this play, like how you feel about it, and just go ahead and speak whatever the Lord put on your heart, because that's what we do in Bishop Brown Live in HB.
All right, speak, Lord, show it to me. See, right now, I see souls being saved. I see miracles happening. I see people coming to Christ. Yes, I do. Hallelujah. I see people being on their face before the Lord, saying, "Lord, what must I do to be saved?" You see, let me tell you why. Because God has put this play in position for this appointed time, at this appointed place, and every person that steps in that building will be there for a purpose. There is a message for every person that comes into that building. Hallelujah. And so anybody that into that building will be blessed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what I see. Because God has shown it to me. Yes, he did.
Amen. Well, look. Baby Brown, I know that you wasn't given the prophetess pretty Bushaquan Sadidi prophecy in, but can you go on and tell the people what you see?
Baby Brown is on the page. Sees all the baby Browns coming forth and coming out of their shells and coming forth and being changed and finding a new way, a new life.
Okay. So you speaking for all the babies out there?
I'm speaking for all of them.
All of them. Even the pretty babies, we speaking for you too. Dougie B. Easy, Pockets B. Cheesy, need a new breezy. Where is she?
There she is.
Uh-oh, where'd she go?
Over there.
I ain't got that phone where you can see people. I don't see it.
That's all right. I use my third eye.
Yeah, okay, you use your third eye. What do you see going on, Dougie B. Easy?
Well, I just got to keep it real.
That's what we do.
What I see, because I like cheese, right?
You like cheese? Velveeta or mozzarella?
Oh, the green kind. The kind
oh,
that go in your
green,
mouth.
That's mold.
The kind that gets mold. They're not the kind that jingles, but the kind that
Kind that mold, the kind that fold. You need to go ahead and trademark that.
That's right. Not the kind that molds, but the kind that fold.
That fold. Prophetess,
yeah.
That's a word for somebody.
Yeah, that's a word. Not the kind
that's
that
jingles,
but the kind that wrinkles. You feel
me? Oh, I feel you. I like that.
So that's what I see. I see prophets. I see lives changed. And I'm not talking about jingling change, but I see lives change. You know, I think we could change a few lives, a few of the cats out here that's like me. I think we could touch some hearts.
Touch some hearts?
I think we could touch some hearts.
Hold on. I just, the spirit of discernment was discernment, but, you know, sometimes I get caught in a cumulus cloud. The spirit of discernment just spoke to me. Now, who are we talking to? Are we talking to Dougie B. Easy, or are we talking to Deacon Brother Elder?
Well, I was stuck in the middle, but now I'm after Myra Clay.
Okay.
Dougie B. Easy sees dollar bills, y'all.
Dollar bills, y'all.
That's right. I see the honeys coming because they see me. They like
but
my
they
colors
see you.
Because they feel free. Because
they feel
why?
Free.
Where is she? There she is. Hey, Prophetess.
Prophetess, are you there? She in the cumulus cloud. Okay, Prophetess is prophesizing into the clouds and the winds, and so that's okay. Let me ask you real quick. Dougie B. Easy, you even came on with all this energy. Can you tell the people a little bit about your transformation that took place with you in this play from Dougie B. Easy to Deacon Brother Elder?
Basically, if I must break it down.
Break it down.
Dougie B. Easy. See,
break it down like a poor black person's credit score.
Oh, see, Dougie B. Easy, deep inside,
mm-hmm.
Christ dwelled. But
like in the intestines?
But he compressed it.
He compressed your intestines?
He compressed it and ignored it and kept it hidden. He didn't want to deal with all that. But then when his boy started to change his life, Dougie B. didn't know how to deal with all that. That was too much. That's too much for him. He losing his boy. You know, he dealing with all this stuff on the inside of him. You know, that's why the pimp game was so easy for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why the pimp game was so easy for him, because really deep inside, you know, he wasn't a full man.
Okay.
You know, and it took some things like his sister dying, because that's all he had. That's what kept him stable. You
okay.
Know, that's what kept him stable. You know, other than that, Dougie B. Easy just be wilding out.
Uh-huh.
Wilding out. But for some reason, when he lost his sister, and then he felt like he lost his boy, too, because he changed on him. He didn't know how
he
to
changed.
Deal with all of that.
You talking about me?
He didn't know how to deal with that, bud.
Are you talking about me?
He didn't know how to deal. It was too much.
How did I change on you?
He didn't know how to deal with all that, man. You wasn't the same bug like you used to when we hit the streets, man. I was right there with you, but you was talking about
your
life. You know, talking about you had a calling and God
a
was
calling
you,
and it wasn't the bill collectors.
You know, that was too much. That was too much. A brother can
only
take
right.
so much. He felt like he lost two people that was close to him. So Dougie B. was out there on that edge, man.
Man, well, thank the Lord. And so once you came to the Lord and came to your calling, then what happened?
Once I stopped running.
Uh-huh.
Once I stopped fighting.
Uh-huh.
Then I was able to open up. And let the Lord talk to me. Now, don't get me wrong. It's still some Dougie B. in me.
I'm sure Dougie B. in me is so easy to go back to.
But once he made his transformation, see all the negativity that was Dougie B. was no more.
Mm-hmm. You know what that negativity was? Baby Brown, do you know what that negativity was?
You.
Me? Ain't that shame? The devil, I tell you, the devil is a lie. It will show nothing. How is it going to be me when I changed before he did? Huh? Come on. You got to have some type of backing behind your statements. Hold on, Dougie B. Easy. She just blamed me for your fallback. Oh, baby Brown, go ahead, explain that.
No. Dougie B had some hard times.
Okay.
Dougie B had some hard times. He was dealing with some things and didn't really know how to handle them. So, you know,
his sister,
basically was everything to him.
Well, let me ask you about his sister, because his sister is your mama. Can you tell us how you made the transition from Baby Brown to Lady Brown? Because, you know, you said you were speaking for all the babies out there, pretty or not pretty. You were speaking to all of them. So maybe your word, you know, the word of God said the people are overcome by testimony. So can you share your testimony with the people, how you got saved and just how you, what you say, Dougie B, you said stop running from your calling?
Stop running.
That's right.
How'd you stop running, Miss Lady?
Well, after things, Baby Brown started feeling some things. She started seeing some things. Some things started being revealed to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she just, you know, needed to get it together while she still had time. So,
amen.
She reflected on her mom. She had her daddy. Her daddy went through Bishop Brown.
No, I'm about there. Y'all talking about me in third person like I'm dead. I'm dead too. I'm alive just like Jesus. I ain't as alive as Jesus is, but I just want you to know I am alive, and so is the Lord. Y'all don't be talking about me like I'm dead.
Yeah. No, we know you very much alive.
All right. Praise
alive.
The Lord for that.
Yeah.
And so can you tell us some of the ways that Baby Brown had that wasn't too good, and just, you know, how you changed it up to go from baby to lady?
Well, first of all, you know,
I heard some things about you.
Hey. Can't deny it.
Okay, tell the truth, shame the devil.
That's right. Yeah, you know, baby Brown, you know, who holds a chip on her shoulder and everything. I had a thick shell and was willing to get what I wanted at all costs, no matter what.
At all costs.
Couldn't tell me anything. So.
Are you saying that you was a harlot?
Anyway, baby Brown.
Leave the fifth on that one.
Yeah, I'm always aggressive, dressing very flashy and provocative. Oh, yeah, got to have my good stuff, got to look good.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
How did you go from I'm doing whatever you need to do at all costs to becoming saved and dignified as Lady Brown?
How did I do that?
Do you need a prophetess? I don't think Mr. John Christian wrote that in the script. I think that's just something that. What did you say, Dougie B? You said he was in your intestines. He hid himself. I think you need to reveal the Lord in your life, baby.
Yeah. I mean, you know, eventually Baby Brown comes to terms and realizes, you know, that she's missing something. And that all the stuff she's used to getting and having her way and being a certain way, I mean, that didn't matter to her anymore, but she wanted more. I mean, you know, she wanted more out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So she started really leaning on God more than she ever has. And things started falling into place. And, you know, she was like, okay, I'm ready to change. I don't want to be this person anymore. But, God, I want to follow you. I know you got more for me, want more for my life. And I just, here I am, Lord. Use me as a willing vessel to live for you. Not
Amen.
Just live for myself, not just live for myself anymore, but, God, I want to live for you and work for you.
Amen. Amen. And I just want to acknowledge it real quick, because you said, you know, people want more. Well, the thing about it is, you know, people want more of a lot of stuff, and a lot of that stuff they want more of ain't of God, you know.
Yeah.
And so I do want to thank you as my child, as my only child that I claim, you know what I'm saying? I want to thank you for accepting the more that the Lord had to offer you, okay? Yeah. Because whores want more, you feel me?
Yeah.
Boys want more, but what they want more of, it ain't what the Lord has got to give them. I mean, you know, he can provide anything, but I don't think that was really the Lord's calling on the whores for wanting more. But I think the Lord wanted a blessing and an anointing on people. So I'd like to thank you, and I'd like to thank you, my brother, deacon, brother, elder, for accepting you all's calling, because little do you know, even though I was one of the first people to make a change in this whole story, I just wanted you to know I could not make that change without the two of you, okay?
Right.
So I just want to thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate you being able to let me be a part of your thank you.
Thank you, too. All right, well, now we got all the thank yous out the way. Let me ask you two. Are you two ready to show the people a little bit? Are you all ready to give them a little sample of this play?
Yeah, we can give them a sample.
Yes.
Okay, are you ready too, Baby Brown?
Baby Brown is ready.
That's so much. Oh, I love the way you just rolled it just then. I mean, a couple other times you had me discouraged on your roll a few other times, but that roll had me very encouraged. I want to tell you that's a word for somebody. Well, this is what I want to do. I want to go ahead and let the people hear some of God is Love, a preacher's confession. And what I want to do, you all heard the testimony of my daughter, Baby, a.k.a. Lady Brown, and you also heard the testimony of my brother, Deacon Brother Elder, formerly known as Dougie B. Easy, and you heard them tell you all what the Lord did in their life. Now, and you heard them speak of them losing, well, Dougie B. Easy lost his sister, Lady Brown lost her mother, and that was my wife that I lost. So, and the thing about it, just to let everybody know, in this play, she dies at the end of the first half of the play, okay? And so that is when really the changing really starts. So we want to go ahead and pick up from where things started changing. So the first half didn't pass for everybody. Prophet is pretty, Busha Kwanzaa did it. So as she come back out of her cumulus cloud, she'll let y'all know and prophesize on what happened in the first half of the play. You had Dougie Brown and Dougie B. Easy out pimping. You had David Brown doing, what'd you say? You said you'd do anything at any cost? I don't want to misquote you.
Yeah, start off doing anything at any cost.
Okay, well, that's what we was doing. That's what we was doing in the first half of the play, okay? Yeah. Now, Letitia, Mama Brown, she done died now. So now in the second half of the play, we got to figure out how we going to move on in life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we going to go out here and show the people. We going to show them some of scene five, submit or tap out. But before we do that, and we're going to start when Dougie B. Easy is coming onto the scene trying to talk to me, well, the former me, Boogie Brown, and just you know, we're trying to figure out what's really going on. But before we do that, I want to go ahead. Now, unfortunately, because we're on a time constraint, we got 30 minutes left in this show. We didn't just blabbed for the Lord for about 30 minutes, so we ain't got that much time left. It's a midway point. I want to go ahead and play a song for you all to open your hearts up, but I'm only going to play about 30 to 60 seconds of that song. And after that song is done, when I say stop, let's go, then we're going to go ahead and jump into the second half of this play for you all and try to get a little bit of the vibe of the Holy Ghost and see what you all are feeling. Y'all feel that? Can I get some help from my people in Bishop Brown Live in AC?
My agony, my brother. My agony.
Your agony?
My agony.
What are you talking? Your bad? What are you talking about? Your agony?
My
is that a, is nobody's talking? Nobody's talking about pimples.
Oh, my fake. My fake.
Now, you're fake. Okay. Well, let me go ahead and introduce the song real quick. I'm about to let y'all know what we own. Because, look, we may not be who you want us to be, okay? Boogie Brown may not be who you want him to be. Well, no, excuse me. Forgive me, Lord. Bishop Brown may not be who you want him to be. Lady Brown may not be who she wants you to be. Deacon Brother Elder may not be who he wants you to be. You know what I'm saying? Prophetess Pretty Boo Shaquan Shadidi may not be who she wants you to be, but I let y'all know one thing. We ain't never going back to what we used to be. So the song that you're about to hear right now is I'm Changing by our brother in Christ, Mr. Pretty Willie, a.k.a. P-Dub, a.k.a. Willie Mo Jr.
Sometimes the rain falls
again, and y'all just got through hearing some of the kingdom cuts and the kingdom sound of Mr. Pretty Willie, a.k.a. Willie Mo Jr., a.k.a. God's son, and you just got through hearing his song, I'm Changing. Now, we about to let y'all know how we was changing during this play, God is Love, a Preacher's Revelation. Well, I don't know how to refer to who you are. We're in the play right now, the scene we're about to do. You Deacon, well, your Dougie, be easy. Are you there, brother?
I'm here.
Are you ready to go ahead and show them a sample of this scene from this play?
Yeah.
Okay. Miss Lady Brown, are you there and are you ready?
I'm here and I am ready.
Sounds good. Now, she may still be in a class somewhere, but Prophetess Pretty Boosa Kwan Sadidi, are you anywhere to be found?
I'm here.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We're about to go ahead and give the people a sample of this song. But real quick, before we do, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you feel about this play, your change or whatever, and what you think about this scene and this what we're about to show?
Well, allow me to introduce myself.
Okay.
Let me tell you who I used to be. I used to be who they call Pretty Pinky Bougie. Uh-huh. Until
Pretty
then,
Pinky Bougie.
Uh-huh, and just, yes, that I'm proud of, but I used to be a psychic, see? And God showed me when I went to a revival one night. He was like, you have a gift. He said, you have a gift, but I want you to use it for me. I was like, okay, Lord, what must I do?
Your way or my way, submit or tap out, something like that?
Submit or tap out, that's what it was.
Submit or tap out.
There was no other way for me to choose but to submit because I did not want to tap out.
Amen.
And so giving my life to Christ, I was able to use my gift, and now I'm a prophetess. Uh-huh. So I could still use my gift and see, but now I see in the spirit. I don't see nothing in the flesh. I see in the spirit. God bless you.
It is. Then God bless you. God, well, thank you for that. Well, let's go ahead and get into this scene. Now, this is scene 5, Submit or Tap Out from God is Love, a Preacher's Revelation.
Dougie B. Easy. cheesy pocket stay cheesy, need a new breezy. Where is she? What a book. I know.
Wow.
I know you still down and everything, so I just brought you a little gift, something to make you feel better. Here you go. Dang. It looks like Hurricane Katrina been up in this piece.
Tisha just came and talked to me.
Man, this must be some fire stuff, man, because it got you talking about you can hear Tish talk. I need to hear
I'm
this
serious.
Part.
She just came and told me that if I didn't live for God, I was going to die, and I believe her.
Oh, I know what you need. I got what you need.
I'm closing
right
it up, Doug. I'm just smoking weed from now on.
You a hypocrite. That's retarded. Weed is drugs, too. Don't even get it twisted.
Genesis 1:11-12 says, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yield in seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth fruit. No, the earth first brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after its kind, and a tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself, and after its kind. And God said that that was good. He saw that it was good. I'll tell you that.
See, I said I wasn't smoking with you no more, man. Man, you got me paranoid. That's why I don't go to church now. Man, before Tisha's funeral, I can't remember the last time I was up in the church because they be acting a straight fool.
First lady, yeah. First lady said that he was up there singing like she was telling Patti Belafonte.
Hey, but she did sound good, though.
She did sound good.
Did sound good. For a minute, man, I forgot I was up in the church, man. I was waiting for the lights and the smoke to come out. I was ready to hold my flashlight up in the air.
Shoot. Then she gonna go to the casket and act a fool. Like she was singing, trying to raise Tisha from the dead or something. Talking about, get up, get up. I tell you what, if she would have got up, I would have got out.
You
for real.
You and me would have got up out of there moonwalking and everything else.
For real.
You know you wasn't right, though. You know you wasn't right.
What you talking about?
Man, you know what I'm talking about. When she started falling all into the casket.
So take me, Lord.
Take me, Lord, Lord. Take me. I want to go with you. I want to go. I want to go to a place. And then you're going to push her up off in the casket.
Yeah, I put her in the casket. She said she wanted to go, didn't she? Shoot. If she want to go so bad, I thought I'd give her a head start.
You ain't right. You ain't right.
I am right.
And then, hold on, Reverend Brother Sadiddy was up there acting like he was Kirk Franklin at a revival.
Someone asked a question? Why I stir your pipes?
Ain't nobody asked him. Man, hey, Bug, ain't nobody asked him to do no two solos. Like Luther Pendergrass. You know?
Turn off your phone.
And then the motherboard, they up in there waving and back and forth, throwing that big old 85-year-old drawers up on the pulpit.
It smells like Long John Silver's and the Freaknik up in there.
Hey, it looked like it, too.
It sure did.
They was up there worshiping him so much, they forgot all about Tisha.
I know they did.
Then that fool gonna start going around trying to anoint everybody.
You shoot. I ain't never seen nobody take up an offering at a funeral. You saw he ran right by me, though.
Man, that's because you pulled your strap out on him. Man,
you know that's right.
He hit me so hard in my forehead, my neck snapped. I thought I was in a Mike Tyson Holyfield bite-the-ear fight. And hold on, but for real, though, why ain't nobody catch me when I was falling?
Because we wasn't trying to die from a hernia trying to catch your fat butt.
No, you didn't. Wow, no, you didn't, baby. Now you know you acted a fool up there shouting like a cheerleader at an NBA Finals game. Give me an M. Give me an A. Hey, man, you know we high. We can't even say it together. Talk about mama. Mama, she's the one. Mama,
right.
I love
Whatever. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I do love my mama, thank you.
Yeah, you love her so much, you started taking off all her jewelry while she's still in the casket.
Man, I like to lost my mom when you did that.
I bet you did.
Don't hate me, you made me. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about, Daddy. You the one that embarrassed the family. He was up there looking
what?
Like he was going to a player's ball. They didn't have the nerve to have all them hookers there. Shame on you.
Hey, them hookers were some of your mama's closest friends, okay?
They was my close friends, too.
Shoot, I don't know what neither one of y'all talking about. Both of y'all acted a fool.
Who did?
You did.
Who did? You did? I did?
Who did? You did? I did? You did, baby Brown. Shoot, I forgot how y'all fought over who was going to get in the limo.
They talking about the limo is already full. Got me all
mm-hmm.
up. I knew I had better been up on some VIP list.
Even if nobody else was in the limo, it would have been full once you got in, so stop tripping.
You're up there talking about, how come she get to get in the limo? That's my sister. How can we get the limo? That's my mama. Shoot, y'all was going to the cemetery, not the BET Awards. Shoot, don't forget about when you, baby Brown, and First Lady Sadita jumped out the car at the light trying to fight them people that cut us off in the procession line.
I wasn't tripping until I saw who it was. Pretty Mama Shadidi and family. Whatever.
Right, whoever she be.
You 5 months pregnant trying to fight. You ought to be ashamed. I just wish it wasn't so cold out there. Boogie, you a fool, though, talking about if it gets any colder, she going to have to bear
herself.
Yeah,
she going to have to bear herself. You're right.
White people don't have these issues.
No, they don't. They don't give it up so easy at the funerals. They like to hold it in and cry softly and wait till they get home. Oh, let's go get some dinner.
Let's go have dinner.
Yeah, let's have a nice spritzer.
Who's gonna cook the Brussels sprouts?
Yeah, but not like y'all. Mm-mm.
Who?
No, y'all gotta be y'all. Lord.
Black folks be like, who gonna cook the chicken for Thanksgiving now?
Yeah, black
folks
have
no food at funeral. Oh, I keep having these bad pains. I think I need to go to the hospital.
What's wrong with you, girl?
It's probably just a little gas. You probably just need to go on and for it. I promise you're going to feel better.
Not Zach, I'm serious. I need to go to the emergency room, Daddy.
Okay, come on, let's go.
Ain't it too early to be going into these contraptions?
It's contraptions, fool. Come on, we got to hurry up. And cut. Prophet is pretty, are you there? Now she's in the cumulus cloud. You are. Yeah, okay, you're not there. You prophesied that she was going to come into the delayed effect. Okay, I can dig it. What did you think of that scene, Prophetess? Because you've been seeing and prophesizing each rehearsal that we went on. What did you think about that one?
See, I love when you can actually see the production without seeing it. See, it makes your imagination go wild, and then I guarantee you, so this is what I see. When your spiritual eyes open up, you can see the words that are being spoken. But when you're in the building and you see it on stage, live in HD, it's a whole ball game.
Well,
y'all don't even know. Y'all don't even know.
Yes, Lord.
I love it.
Baby Brown, how did you feel about that?
Baby Brown feel good. It's real. It's real. This is real stuff.
It is real.
Yeah.
It is real. It is real. Deacon, be easy. Deacon, I'm just going to say DBE. How about that? How did you feel about that?
I felt that it was inside, outside, upside, downside, and everything else in between.
Whatever that means, prophesy, prophetess. Can you see what he meant what he just said?
I see what he meant. He meant, let me interpret. I need the spirit of interpretation.
Please,
right
I need a spirit of interpretation. We didn't just added a whole new spirit to the kingdom of God.
He said all that is on the inside is coming out on the outside, so
So therefore, when it comes back to her, it's going to be on point. He feels good about it. He feels good.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Well, let me tell y'all what Bishop Brown thinks. I think that that was, I'll tell you what. Now, if that's a play, now forgive me, Lord, for you. What? Then I don't. Well, forgive me anyway. Whatever. I think that was a hell of a dang scene right there. Damn it. Forgive me, Lord. But, you know.
There's more
damn it, and there's more forgive me, Lord, where that came from. And Baby Brown, you know, Baby Brown, you're right. There's more to the show. God is love, a priest's confession. Oh, now look. Prophetess, I messed up the whole play. The title of the play, I messed up. Did you see that coming? Can you please prophesy? That's because me and you was drinking that fifth before we started this scene. Prophetess,
can you communion?
Check this out. Me and WB Easy was taking communion, back communion, for all the years we wasn't saved. prophetess, can you please prophesy to the people the name of the place, since I'm intoxicated by the Holy Spirit. Can you please prophesy to the people what the name of the play is, so they can Google it?
The name of this play is God is Love, a Preacher's Revelation.
God is Love, a Preacher's Revelation.
Revelation.
Oh, Lord. Let me tell y'all this. I've never done this, but I need to do it, and the Holy Spirit of discernment just put it on my heart. I need to, this is for Bishop Brown. You know, this is the show is called Bishop Brown Live in HD. I need to take a 1 minute time out so I can get out the cumulus cloud that I'm in. So I'm about to take a 1 minute time out, and I'm about to leave the floor to you all for the next minute to do and say as you will until I can get my mind and myself back together.
On that cumulus cloud. Y'all, let me tell y'all. When y'all get up to that place, it's going to be like off the chain. If y'all ain't never been in an HD production, be careful who you sit next to, because you might accidentally be in the play yourself.
Yeah.
You don't know.
I know Brother Brown, hey, the cloud he talking about is the one that's fumigating around his paint.
hold on. I was trying to take my whole minute, but I didn't hear it. Hold on. I was trying to take my whole minute of time out, and you just brought me time in it. You know what I'm saying? You just brought my inside outside just now.
Yeah.
What did you just say? I missed. I got the tail end. I got the donkey's end of what you just said. What did you just say?
See, the last time he had to take a minute for cumulusness is because he had the BGs.
The BGs. Then, look, let me, hey, prophetess?
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you this. DBE ain't got the gift of prophesizing, because he was prophesizing that Baby Brown had the BGs in that last scene, but no, she had some complications. So I don't know how valid your prophesizing is. I talked to Baby Brown.
You had some complications, too.
I had what?
You had some complications.
Complications? You didn't just added an extra syllable.
That's where your patience is complete.
All right, well, check this out. Listen here. We've had a great time. We only got 10 minutes left in Bishop Brown. Let me just call it the Family Live, and I might have to change the name of the show because of you all, because it ain't Bishop Brown no more. I got all my family in, so I might have to change it to the Family Live in HD, the Brown Family Live in HD. So let me put it out there, because Bishop Brown is a man of God. Now, Bookie Brown would have just said, F you, I'm going to do what I want to do. But I'm not, like I just played the song, I'm changing. I'm not who I used to be. I'm what Lord wants me to be. So I'm about to put this. Hey, Eddie. Was born by the river.
Yes.
In a little tent up to my river I've been running ever since. Can y'all join me? It's been a long, long time coming, but I know
a change is gonna come.
Yes, it is. Okay, so a change is coming, my life. So I'm about to put it out there for you all. We're about to democracy it, and we're about to democratic it, and we're about to see what y'all want to do. Look, here are the options. We can go ahead and show them another scene, because really, Baby Brown, me and you are like white and rice. We just blend. So, you know what I'm saying? I know what you're thinking. But let me just put it out there, okay? Yeah, I know now. Let me tell you what you think of it. You tell me if I'm right or wrong, because let me put out the proposition first. We can show them another scene from the play, or we can just use the last 10 minutes to just do whatever we want to do. Now I'm sure. Now, what I was thinking, baby, was that you thinking, okay, we already showed them one scene. If we keep showing them scene after scene after scene, they ain't gonna come. You know what I'm saying? Now, maybe I was wrong. You tell me. What's on your heart?
Actually, that didn't cross my mind about.
That didn't cross it. Well, that's why I'm not Prophetess Bishop T.L. Boogie Brown. Prophetess Pretty Busha Kwanzaa did it. What would you like to see for the last part of this show?
You know what? Let me see. You know, I'm not even going to be in the spirit. I want to be in self. No, I can't. I can't even do that. That won't even work because I'd be a psychic.
What wouldn't work?
I got to be in the spirit at all times. I got to be in the spirit or I wouldn't be proper.
I'm asking you what you want to see next.
I want to do what I want to. You
want to show
PBE. I don't really know what she just said, but. What do you think? Because at this point, we didn't spend 3 minutes of just hogwash.
Hogwash. I used to have one of them.
You had hogwash?
Yeah, I had to give it up, though.
Is that some cologne?
No, it's a hogwash.
You had a hogwasher?
I had a rye. I like my chitlins fresh.
Oh, I thought you were talking about. Well, you know, Boogie Brown had a harlot wash.
Oh wow,
I had one of them too.
Okay, that's what I thought you were talking about when you said hog wash.
Yeah,
Baby Brown, Baby Brown.
My neck, my nose,
Brown,
my ankles.
You just over there practicing the Brown while Doug DBE is over there in a cumulus cloud of hogwash.
I'm reminiscing.
Right, you're in a hogwash cumulus cloud, it seems like.
Yeah, I'm reminiscing of the old days.
Prophetess.
Uh-huh.
I asked you this question. Right. Uh-oh.
Prophetess Bootacuda.
Uh-oh.
What the cuda? You talking about
that's
my cousin. That's my cousin.
Uh-oh, I done messed
that's
up.
That's my cousin.
You done messed up.
New Jersey. See in New Jersey.
You over there on 29th Street.
I see. Hold on. Prophetess, can I roll get prophecy in for a second?
Go ahead.
I see prophetess printed Busha Kwanzaa did it, slapping a spit out of Dougie B. Easy for the Lord.
And making him drink some holy water so he can get acid reflux.
That holy water burns.
Yeah, for sinners.
Right.
There you go.
We got to stop calling you Dougie B. Easy because it makes it too easy to revert back to your old ways. Deacon Brother Elder.
I'm a work in progress.
You're working. Let me correct you, brother. You're a work in process.
I don't have no chemicals on my head.
Listen here. Process. The process that I'm talking about is your day to day routine, trying to live Christ like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yep. That's
you missed that Bible study.
Yeah, I did miss that one. That was it from Epatitis
Epaphroditus.
Chapter
You were drunk from Ephesians all the way to Titus and came up with Epaphroditus?
Well, that's the disease of skipping chapters.
Oh, Epaphroditus is a you. That's a word for somebody out there. You just diagnosed it.
I diagnosed it because I was in
the. Yeah.
I had that sickness.
You had it? Do you still have it?
I had the sickness of starting with verse 1 of one chapter and some kind of way end up in another chapter.
I don't think that's a sickness. I think that's a drunkenness.
Maybe you fell asleep in between chapters.
Baby Brown. Baby Brown.
Yeah. Talk to me.
I just want to talk to you. You talk to me.
You call my name, talk to me.
Listen here. I just want to make sure. Listen, I got to ask the people a question. I got to ask you a question in front of all the people.
Why do we sing?
There it is.
I couldn't resist.
Listen here. I understand. The Holy Spirit of discernment, Holy Spirit of Epaphroditus.
Give me a headache.
Listen here. I ain't using no more big words. I got to ask my daughter a question. Now, listen. You did give me the bubble guts earlier. I do have, this is a testimony. You know what I'm saying? People hear testimony. You gave me the bubble guts earlier, Baby Brown.
Okay.
You had me feeling like you was a prodigal daughter. Like you would leave and come back and leave and come back. I need you to stay.
I'm gone.
Listen, that wasn't a big word. And I don't even think I said it right.
Is that something you put on a sandwich?
Prodigal.
Man, that's provolone, fool.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen here, Baby Brown.
Go ahead.
I just need to make sure that you're going to stay close to me as my daughter as long as I need you to.
Baby Brown is there. Just stay.
And you wrote the before. And I thank the Lord, prophetess. Did you see that?
It was like 2 seconds of it.
Oh. Can we do something? Can we do something real quick? I would like to challenge each of you right now.
What are we challenging? We in Church Olympics?
Huh?
We in Church Olympics? What we got?
Do you even know what the Christian Olympics is?
What is the Christian Olympics? Let me look.
30 seconds.
What did you say?
Trying to say hallelujah 25 times in 30 seconds. Leaping over pews without tripping over them.
Let's try.
Sprint.
Let me see how many times you can say hallelujah in 10 seconds.
You been thinking in tongues. Go on, do it.
Hallelujah.
First of all, DBE didn't even say hallelujah completely. Baby Brown started 2 minutes into it, so both of y'all were cheating. I don't know what's really going on.
Prophetess. I don't know. They need practice.
We all need practice. That's why we're works of practice and process. Prophetess. Could you prophesize what the automated machine said, or did you not hear that?
The automated machine? In the church?
You didn't hear it, prophecy. I'm about to rogue your prophesying. It just said that we had 60 seconds left. So let's go around the room. Everybody got 10 seconds to tell the people that the Lord love them and why they should see this play.
I go first. You need to be in the place because there is something in there for everybody. If it's not specifically for you, it's somebody who you know. So you need to pass the word that everybody needs to be in that building on the 26th. And the 27th, because there's a word for you that's going to be in that building. Amen.
Amen.
I love your
Amen.
Life, and here's the word. You hear
Amen.
It.
Amen. Baby Brian. No. Duck it easy. You up next. 5 seconds.
Come, see, play, change your life, June 25th, 26th,
Lord have mercy. Baby Brown. We hate the devil, and that's why. Go ahead and take us out, Baby Brown.
All right. Yeah, definitely. If something is for you, and I love you, there's a revelation for you.
Amen. I'd like to thank all of my family members for joining us on this show. Thank everybody for listening. But at the end of the day, let you know that God is love. Jesus loves you. He died for you. And we love you too. And to the enemy, we ain't got nothing to say, but we hate you.
Forget what you used to, forget what you heard in the word. I light, I laugh, I feel the feet I walk with. The more I eat, the more I hate the mouth that you talk with. Holiness before me, pull me back when I get near it. I'll punch you in the face if you work in the spirit. But the enemy comes from me to kill and to destroy. Doesn't matter if you're great, man, woman, girl. Nothing about you. He's trying to take you out. It feels good, but you're dying, man. He's nasty and he's mean. Come on, the winning team. Don't play with him no more. You see, I had to let him go. Cause I ain't you a lie and the truth ain't in me. Trying to kill my parents, my brother, my sister. You want to kill me, but it ain't gonna be easy, no. I despise you with all my soul. I'm disgusted by your presence. Yes, God can mold me. Yes, I'm saved and my body's holy. Yes, I was gifted, but Christ unfold me. Don't believe the lie, y'all, the devil's phony. He's just mad, cause he can't hold me no more. Got an open door, he can't close. Trying to take me out, yeah, he can't close. I got a word now, y'all, and I'm so low. Like no weapons from the cathedral, he can never prosper. Never seen the righteous of the Lord forsaken, nor received making bread. Yes, I wonder real though, I'm tired of this mess. Sick of this thing that we all call flesh. Holy Ghost running up at it, do what they do, and I'm a sprinkle all the edges on you. Yes, you trying to make me wrong when I'm right. Trying to speak up so my new life. You want me to kill me. Refuse to follow you in faith. Ain't lifting up my eyes in no hell. You're an accuser of the saint. Ain't gonna shoot death, no fool, I can't.
You wanted to kill me, but it ain't
gonna be. I swear I hate every demon in hell, your grandmama and you. You say that I just can't stand. My last nerve, I despise you. You stupid and simple, trying to devour me. I'm a temple, now I'm fed up, and I want you to know.